Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. We started a series last week talking about the Holy Spirit, and so today is going to be part two of that message. What exactly is the Holy Spirit, or who exactly is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is not an it. It is not a thing. It is not an inanimate object. The Holy Spirit is the third person of God. He is the third person of God, the Spirit of God that comes to live within us when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. When we are born again, we are born of the Spirit, not of the flesh. You don't have to go back into your mother's womb and be born of the flesh, but you will be born of the Spirit when you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He comes to set up residence within you and beside you. He abides with you, and he is the person of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. The living God comes to reside with you. He counsels you. He intercedes for you. He gives you strength. He's the comforter. He is the paraclete, the one who is interceding for us. And I'm going to speak here, John 16, verse 7, before we go on to 13. And Jesus says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." And so Jesus is talking to his disciples here. He tells them, "It is to your advantage that I go away." And they were mystified by this, I'm sure, because they loved their master. They wanted to be with him. They'd walked with him for 3.5 years, gotten very close personally with him, not only in ministry, but also as a friend, as a companion, as a person that was with them in their trials, in their tribulations. And so he says, I'm going away, and it's going to be a good thing for you. And so they were, I'm sure, mystified by this. But he says, if I do not go away, the Holy Spirit will not come. If I go away, I will send him to you, and he will be your constant companion. He will be with you everywhere you go. And Jesus was trying to show them that his mission was over, that the cross was his ultimate destination, and once that was finished, it was finished. His work on earth was done. And he said, I'm not going to leave you an orphan. There will be the Holy Spirit with you, who I will send to you in my name, and he will teach you all things. And so this is where we take it up in verse 13. Jesus says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. And so Jesus is saying the Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity. Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the living God. He is the truth in all things. He guides us into the truth in all things. And the reason that he can guide us into truth in all things is because he knows the Father, and he knows the Son, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are in perfect unity. There is no disagreement, no disharmony, no discord between any of them. And so what the Father speaks to the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus gives to the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus is saying, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. So the Holy Spirit isn't just out there on his own making stuff up. He hears from the Father, and you can ask the Holy Spirit for counsel. You can ask the Holy Spirit for direction, for truth in every aspect of your life. That is the great thing about the Holy Spirit. That is the great thing about your walk with the Lord. Any aspect of your life, in relationships, in finance, in ministry, in what foods to eat, if you're struggling with weight issues, if you're struggling with anorexic issues, if you're struggling with health issues, the Holy Spirit will counsel you on what foods to eat, and He'll counsel you on lifestyle changes you need to make. Maybe you're not sleeping well. Maybe you're not getting to bed in time. Maybe you're staying up watching pornography or watching mindless TV shows or whatever that is taking up a lot of your time, and in the long run, it is destructive to your health. And so the Holy Spirit will give you counsel in every aspect of your life. And that is the great thing about our Christian walk. We don't have to wait until we get to heaven to start enjoying the benefits and the blessings of our walk with the Lord. You can start right now today. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can start right now today enjoying the blessings and the benefits of your walk with the Lord Jesus. And that is the way God has planned it, is that we can have heaven on earth, or a taste of heaven on earth, a portion of heaven here on this earth. And so Jesus told the disciples, you're not going to be an orphan. And then He poured out the Holy Spirit upon them to show them that He was with them and He would be with them every step of the way, even unto their death. Well, there, the last part of verse 13, it says, He will tell you things to come. Well, how is it that the Holy Spirit tells us things to come? Many times I have been given prophetic dreams, and I'm sure many of you out there listening to me today, you have been given prophetic dreams, that is to say, dreams that warn you or counsel you on things yet to come, things that are in the future. And so He can do this because God is not confined by linear time. He doesn't live in a linear world like we do, where one day follows another and one year follows another, and we mark them off on a calendar that is marked by linear time. God does not operate that way. God knows the beginning from the end. He doesn't treat us as puppets. We're not bound and confined by dictates that God makes over our life. But He knows the beginning from the end. He knows all the possibilities. He knows what other people are thinking about us. And so He can send us warning dreams. He can send us dreams that the enemy may have plans for us. And so that is how He will tell you things to come. Many times in ministry, I have been given warning dreams about things that are happening around me that I am not aware of. And God is showing me that people may be plotting against me, or there may be strategies that the enemy is trying to carry out against me personally or against this ministry. And so the Holy Spirit then hears from God. The Holy Spirit takes from God, and He gives me counsel, and He shows me things that are happening around me that can give me strategies and wisdom to defeat the plans of the enemy. And then in verse 14, Jesus says, He will glorify me, for He will take of what is mine, and He will declare it to you. And so the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus, as Jesus receives from God, and then the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus, and He will declare it to you for the glory of God, for the glory of Jesus Christ. That is the whole intent and purpose of the Holy Spirit, and it is the intent and purpose of our life, that we can bring glory to God, that our life will have purpose here. And beloved, if you don't know what your purpose is, you need to spend time with the Lord. You need to spend time in prayer and fasting, and God will reveal it to you. He will speak to you through His Word. He will speak to you through other people. He will speak to you through dreams, visions. Sometimes He will speak to you, whisper in your ear or shout in your ear. And so all of these ways God will speak to you so that you will know what your purpose, your destiny, your calling here on this earth. And when you find your destiny, when you start to walk in your destiny and into your calling, you will be satisfied, you will be fulfilled. There will be nothing else that will compare to it here on this earth. And you will be working for the Lord Jesus and storing up your treasures that are in heaven. Well, verse 15, Jesus concludes this passage here on the Holy Spirit. He says, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. The Holy Spirit will take of mine and declare it to you. And so he's declaring again that the Trinity, the God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit are in perfect unity. There is no discord. They work together. And all things that the Father has are mine. Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I came to bring glory to the Father. My life is in perfect accord, and I am abiding with the Father, and the Father is abiding with me. And then in verse 16, Jesus says, a little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me, because I go to the Father. And so what he's telling them in a bit of cryptic language here is that I'm going to the cross. It won't be long. You won't be seeing me because I'm going to be leaving this earth. And then he says, you will see me because I go to the Father. And he was talking then about he would appear to them after the crucifixion and the resurrection. He would appear to the disciples several times in different places to show them that he had conquered death, that he was victorious, and he had conquered the sting of death. But also, I believe he was referring here to the fact that he would be seeing them in heaven. They would be residing with him and the Father in heaven, and that they would then make their residence in heaven with him for all eternity. And so that is the main instruction that Jesus has for us regarding the Holy Spirit. Again, if you've not read John chapter 14, 15, and 16, read those chapters. It will tell you all about the Holy Spirit. But again, for those of you who have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've never made that decision to receive him into your heart, to say, yes, Jesus, I want to accept you. I want to receive you into my heart. I confess my sins. I repent of my sins. If you understand the need of a Savior because you are a sinner, then you have taken the first step in receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And then you receive him into your heart. The Holy Spirit comes to abide with you. Follow it up with Christian baptism as a representation or a symbolic identification that you are baptized into Christ, that you are a believer, a born-again believer of Jesus Christ, and you are buried with him in baptism. You are buried with him in the death of your sins. Go down into the water. The water washes over you as a symbolic representation of the blood of Jesus washing your sins away. And then you are raised up again in newness of life. And you are raised up then as Jesus was raised up out of the grave. You are resurrected. You are now a new creation, born again to walk on this earth as a new creation. Then Jesus goes on to inform them about asking for things in their life. After he has left the earth, he is telling them, you can ask for things in your life, and those things will be given unto you. He says, in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. He's talking about after I have left. He's saying, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be made full. That your joy may be full. And these things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray to the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and I go to the Father. And so he is preparing their hearts for the time when he will not be walking with them, when he will be with the Father. But he says, when you need something, ask in my name. Up until this time, you've not asked for anything in my name. But Jesus says, ask in my name, and it shall be given to you. Those things that you need, shall be given unto you. And beloved, when we pray, we ask in Jesus' name, we address it to the Father, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And so when we ask in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we ask it, then the prayer is recorded in the name of Jesus. He is our intercessor. He is our advocate. He sits at the right hand of the Father, and he says, yes, I know that person down there, and they are my beloved son. They are my beloved daughter, and I know them. And what they're asking for, whether it's intercession for their children, intercession for their ministry, intercession for their finances, whatever it is they're asking for, Jesus says, because they know me, then I intercede for them with the Father. The Father hears the prayer. The Father then sends the angels in accordance with the requests they have made. The Father sends the angels, and the angels then do the work of the Father. The angels then go to work to break the bondage off of a child, to minister, to give healing to those who need healing. The angels are the spirits, the ministering spirits sent out from the Father. And Jesus said, ask me anything in my name, and it shall be given to you. You will receive, and your joy may be made full. Well, beloved, we can have more joy here on this earth if we spend more time in prayer. We can have more joy because we see things in our life start to be fulfilled. We see things start to come to completion. When you are walking with the Lord, you have the joy of knowing that you are in perfect will of God. You are in the perfect will of your Father who created you. Beloved, when you start to find your destiny, when you start to find your calling and walk into that, that will be the most joyful time in your life. And nothing else then that you are doing on this earth can compare to walking with the Lord, to being in His will, and to abiding with Him in a way that you know you're carrying out the will of God in your life. And beloved, I can speak from experience, I know many of you can also, that when you start to serve the Lord and serve your fellow man through the Lord, great things start to happen in your life. There was a time when I was lost on this earth. There was a time when I had no direction. I didn't even know why I was living other than just to have a party from day to day. And when you start to seek the Lord and ask Him for direction in your life, ask in my name, Jesus said. That doesn't mean you get to ask for a lot of superfluous, worthless things in the material realm. God isn't that concerned about you having great material blessings. Yes, you may need a car, and if He deems that you need a car, you'll have a car, but also you need to be working. Then those things shall be given to you, and your joy will be made complete. Your joy will be full. Well, Jesus left the disciples for a time then, went to the cross. It was an agonizing, painful time for them. And, of course, for Him, it was the most painful time of His ministry. He took the sins of the whole world onto His shoulder. 10 days prior to the day of Pentecost, Jesus is meeting with them. This is after the resurrection. And He is meeting with the disciples and giving them final instruction. And then He leaves the earth right there in their presence. He goes up just as they are watching Him. And so we take up in Acts, turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1. And in verse 5, Jesus is then giving them final instruction before leaving earth. And the instruction includes how the Holy Spirit is going to be coming to them and in what manner they are to receive. And so in verse 5, Acts 1, verse 5, it says, John truly baptized you with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And so all that instruction He gave them in the book of John, He's saying it's close, it's going to happen not many days from now. They were in Jerusalem. So the very words that John the Baptist had used to prophesy the coming of the Holy Spirit, Jesus used those very same words. He says, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And then verse 7, he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power. That Greek word dunamis, the same word we use for dynamite, dunamis, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the end of the earth. And so Jesus said, you're going to receive power. It is going to compel you and propel you to be my witness. And beloved, that is the whole purpose of our being left here on this earth after we receive the Lord Jesus Christ. If God was finished with us, he would just take us up to heaven right the minute that we receive the Lord. But it doesn't work that way. That's just the start of what God has for us here on this earth. That's just the start of our walk. The baby walk, the Christian baby walk, is to receive Jesus and just to learn about his word, to learn about our fellowship, our being in his presence. But then when you start to understand God has a plan for you, and that plan is to share your testimony, that God is wanting you to share your testimony, that he's wanting you to teach, he's wanting you to preach, he's wanting you to evangelize, he's wanting to bless other people on this earth with the walk that you've gone through, the trials, the tribulations that you have gone through. And so your walk as a baby Christian is just the start of a great walk that will culminate in your death, of course, but it will culminate with you being a witness for the kingdom, first in Judea, Jerusalem, that is close to your home, and then in Judea and Samaria, farther down the road, farther away from your home, and then even to the end of the earth. And God may send you to Africa. He may send you to South America. He may send you to Asia. I don't know where he might send you, but when you open up and are willing to go and you say, here am I, Lord, send me, then be ready, beloved. If you start to pray that prayer, here am I, Lord, send me. If you start to pray that prayer, get ready, because God is, he is more than willing to send you, and he is more than willing to have you go someplace where you have never thought of before. That is the end of the earth for you, anyway. Well, on over to the second chapter of Acts. Then on the day of Pentecost, 10 days after Jesus had given those instructions, 10 days later, the day of Pentecost had fully come, and we'll take it up here in verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one tongue sat upon each one of them. That is, one tongue of fire sat on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Well, there it is, beloved. The Holy Spirit was poured out just as was promised by Jesus, just as was promised. It came, and it came right on time. It came on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection. And so that is the promise given to us by God, the promise given to us by Jesus. And the Holy Spirit then was poured out, and we are the beneficiaries. We are not orphans. We have not been left to be cast astray and to wander around wondering what to do here on this earth, wondering what to do to serve Jesus. It's all there in the Holy Spirit, who gives us direction and counsel. And so we can know exactly from day to day what we are to be doing. Well, beloved, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. It's great to be able to bring these messages to you. We've been able to do that by the grace of God now for 13 years, and so we want to continue, and by the grace of God, we will continue. If you help support us, if you come alongside us, I would like to hear from you. Sit down, write me a letter, drop me an email, pureprairie@hotmail.com. Or write me a letter, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, We'll have contact information coming up here in just a minute, but I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what's going on in your life. If you need prayers, let me know. I would be happy to pray for you. I'm in Africa over in Mumias, Kenya, as I record this broadcast, but I can receive your prayer requests and be praying for you. So I'd love to hear from you. Sit down also and write out a check of support. Let us know that you enjoy these broadcasts. Let us know that you want these broadcasts to continue and the work of Gather the Outcast Ministry in Africa to continue and to continue to bless the kingdom. Well, thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.